Hachette Audio presents Daniel X, Armageddon, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, and read by Milo Ventimiglia. Prologue. High Octane Evil. Chapter 1. I have never felt so alone in a crowd. I was penned in, crushed by a horde of seriously evil thugs who, fortunately, didn't realize I had infiltrated their ranks. I surged with a teeming mob down a stifling corridor carved through a solid mass of black anthracite. Coal dust filled the air and my lungs. I did not belong here, not in a million years, which might explain why I was so petrified. Like the sea of murky shadows bobbing all around me, I was cloaked in a black robe with a pointed black hoodie, a cape I had quickly materialized so I could tag along with this legion of alien outlaw freaks. Trust me, I needed to blend in. If just one of these fiendish outlanders discovered I was Daniel X, it'd be time to open the orange marmalade. I'd be toast. Burnt black toast. After all, I am the alien hunter, legendary destroyer of the universe's most evil extraterrestrials, including some of these goons' first and second cousins. Disguised, and with my face hidden under my cloak, I moved with the murmuring rabble from the mineshaft into a foul and fiery chamber. The cavernous room looked like a dark cathedral. Jagged stalactites jutted out of the ceiling 50 feet up and oozed droplets of molten lava. Slit cave walls glistened with the light of a million flickering torch flames. A suffocating scent of sulfur tinged the acrid air. Now I wasn't just petrified. I was also feeling kind of queasy. Sulfur, with its rotten egg odor, has never been my favorite non-metal on the periodic table of elements. "Where are you from?" I heard a nearby alien grunt, luckily not to me.
"San Francisco, you?"
"Phnom Penh."
"Nairobi," snarled another.
These guys were definitely out-of-towners, from way out of town. Alien creatures from far-off galaxies. Extraterrestrial terrorists who lived, disguised as humans, all over the globe. And each and every one of these mutant monsters had come to this secret subterranean conclave to learn the same thing I had snuck down here to find out. Where on earth were they preparing to strike next? Suddenly, a wall of fire shot up from an elevated stone platform at the center of the underground arena.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?